Hello, how the tech are you? This is our weekly tech show on Echoplex Media. I'm historian Matt, and I'm a co-producer and one of the co-hosts of this show. And we're going to jump right into my first story, and that is on the Tesla wrongful death trial. Of course, as Tesla is pushing more FSD. If you haven't heard about this, so this trial is just kind of like restarted this past week, but it's basically about Tesla's autopilot, and it's over an Apple engineer, Walter Huang, who died in 2018 when his Tesla Model X crashed into a concrete divider on US 101. I assume that means he was in the Bay Area when this happened, but the autopilot feature was engaged before the crash. But after checking with some of his, with obviously Huang, who was working for Apple, had an iPhone, and I checked on his iPhone and found out that he was actually playing a video game at the time when the car crashed, which means he wasn't paying attention to the road as he was supposed to be. But more buts, Huang also noted to his friends before the crash, like days before the crash, that his car kept drifting near the same divider and has done that twice before. So there was obviously something going wrong with the autopilot, and the lawsuit finally that's coming to trial now alleges that the Model X lacked proper design systems for crash avoidance. And I didn't write this in here, but it's not actually part of the article, but there's been a big push. You've probably seen in the news recently that Tesla is pushing FSD on everybody. And if you take your car in to get it serviced, if you have a Tesla and get it in service, they kind of force you to go through an FSD trial. The people, the mechanics or actually whoever the service person is that's working with you, is required to give you an FSD demo. So this autopilot, of course it was a few years ago, but it's having problems, but they're still forcing FSD. What do you think, Dave?
I think other companies don't go out on a limb and call their thing autopilot. I think they call it assistive technologies, driver assist, advanced driver assist, where the word driver is in most of them, which leads you to believe that you are still driving the car, which is a fact.
Yeah. Or just like lane keeping, which is the problem in this. But the other one you missed is some of these other car companies call it advanced cruise control. And of course, cruise control, you're supposed to be paying attention. So it's just supposed to be a better cruise control. The other issue that is mentioned in the article that's linked in the show notes is that Tesla. All the car companies are required, if they have this advanced like lane keeping, advanced cruise control, whatever you want to call it. Everybody is required to, the drivers have to have their hands on the wheel, right? And they have sensors to test, you know, check if your hands are on the wheel, running the wheel. They also are adding in cameras to check to see if you're paying attention and stuff like that. And other car companies have like apparently a shorter window, like 15 seconds of like the driver is allowed to look away. But Tesla's, sensors allow a much longer period of time. I don't know. I think it says in the article. I don't remember what it was. I didn't write it down. But that's part of the lawsuit that says, you know, that it lacked proper design system for crash avoidance and basically lacked proper safety for that service.
So 15 seconds doesn't sound like a long time, but it's forever to not be paying attention to what's going on in your car while you're driving.
Right. Yeah.
Like you could, like people have died because they went and reached for like a tape or a CD in their glove box.
Yep. Yeah. Ran off the road or something. And
yeah. So
got into a big wreck.
That's forever. It's the fact that this guy was playing a video game is probably gonna cause this they're not going to find in the plaintiff's favor. I wouldn't think, even though the marketing was deceptive. But here's the problem with this is like the deceptive marketing, it's telling you that it's full self-driving. And so it's going to lead people to believe they can do all kind of things.
Yep.
And it's not full self-driving. I don't know. It's sad that this guy died. I suppose it's, this could have been a lot worse. There could have been people who were driving their cars responsibly who ended up getting smashed into by this car. Like, yeah. I think that's what's going to be the one that's going to, that they're going to get nailed on, right? Is when it, the driver of the car, you know, playing a video game or, you know, pleasuring themselves or whatever it is they might be doing as the car drives itself or supposedly drives itself. And then they, you know, tragically run into another car, hurting or killing someone else. And that's going to be when Tesla's going to get nailed on this. But it's just incredibly irresponsible to keep calling this full self-driving.
Yep.
There's no reason to do it. The only reason to do it is probably one man's ego.
Yes.
Because you're just saying we have the best driver assist technology in the world is a plenty fine statement. You can make that statement. It's subjective, you know, and some might, I think the consensus generally is that this is a better driver assist technology than in most other cars.
Yeah.
But I'm just calling it full self-driving. It's just incredibly irresponsible.
Well, this is, what this lawsuit is over is not full self-driving. It's autopilot. And that's the issue. Like, there's a bunch of confusion between the two because autopilot is basically the advanced cruise control, what other companies call pretty much universally call advanced cruise control, lane assist, that sort of thing. Full self-driving is a different offer. And it's the thing that they're pushing now, which is supposed to be the ones that you're completely hands-free and you're not supposed to have to pay attention, although I think they're still required to because it's still, you know, it's self-driving car, so you have to pay attention all the time. Still legally liable. Anyways.
But autopilot also sounds like the same thing. What would if somebody was going to ask you, if you didn't know anything about this, what would be the difference? Like just hearing the words, right? Full self-driving or autopilot, that sounds like the same thing.
Yes, they do. Yep.
Like they
absolutely,
those are the same. I mean, they're different words, but they're the same words, right? They're the same statement.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm fairly a savvy tech person and I wouldn't say car, but you know, EV car person, definitely. And when I first heard about autopilot, I thought it was the same thing as full self-driving. I do want to say I do have a Tesla, a cheaper Tesla, but I do not use either, actually.
You just drive because the car?
They've proven to be so dangerous. And I think, you know, eventually they're going to get better and they'll be worth trying out. They'll be safer to use. But right now it's just too dangerous.
So you just drive the car.
I can just drive the car. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's the same way people have been driving cars for a long time.
Yeah, it's a nice car. It's nice to drive too, so.
Well, this ain't great. The guy shouldn't have died, but don't play a video game while you drive your car.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen almost worse, right?
I've seen
videos of people sleeping in their Tesla while it's driving itself. And
I'm not sure there's a whole lot of functional difference.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like though, if you're playing a video game, you're a little faster at getting back up to speed, but it doesn't matter. He wasn't paying attention. So whatever.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't like Elon Musk and I hope they slam this company on this one, but my guess is that this isn't the one, but it's coming where someone's going to put their car into this mode and it's not going to be themselves that gets hurt. It's either going to be their passenger maybe, or somebody in a whole different car or a pedestrian or someone's dog, or they're going to smash into a building or something's going to happen and then Tesla's going to have to pay a whole bunch of money.
Yep.
Who knows though? They may just settle this. They may, you know what I mean? Most of the stuff ends up getting settled. So they may settle it out of court and we may never know anything about what happens. Yep. But again, your car is not full self-driving, no matter who you are. It doesn't have no autopilot. I don't care what the brochure says. These are like Matt said, these are just better versions of cruise control where I don't even know what it allows you to do though, because you still got to pay attention and keep your hands on the wheels. All it does is annoys you then.
Yeah. I mean, that's the really dangerous part. Like regular cruise control, you could take your foot off the pedal, but you still have to steer. Like you have to pay attention, right?
Right.
Like it forces you to pay attention. But as soon as you are not holding the steering wheel, right, or you're not actually like driving the car, it's doing itself, then now you have an incentive to kind of like not pay attention, right? Or you're more likely to lose your attention there. And that's very dangerous.
That is.
That's why all these car companies are trying to get to this like level 4 full self-driving where you don't even have a steering wheel and pedals. It just, the whole car does everything itself and it's fully safe, but we're not there yet.
Some places have a thing where it's almost like that for you, and that's called the subway.
Yeah, that's really close. Yeah.
You don't have to pay any attention on the subway or the bus.
Right.
Huh.
Or funny a cute that. Little tram if your place has that sort of thing.
Right. There's a person who is a professional driver who pays all of the attention at all times.
Yep.
They keep you safe.
And it's cheaper to use and safer. It's a little slower, but it also depends on
where you're at.
Yeah, where
in New York City, the subway is oftentimes faster because the stations are everywhere. Everything's packed so densely, and driving is a nightmare there.
Yep.
Also, getting around San Francisco, as long as you're not like, if you're just sort of in the core of San Francisco, the underground is faster than driving. Mostly because you don't got to park the Muni, actually.
That's true. That is true.
But, you know, that's another thing. And maybe that's a conversation for a different story, but the Elon Musk hates public transit. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Heard about that.
So he wouldn't suggest the train, but I do.
No. That's a different story entirely, though.
Yep. What do you got next, Matt?
Okay. On to my next topic, which I have titled Roku Expands the Capitalist Dystopia. What am I talking about? Well, we found the Roku has a patent on a way to show ads over anything plugged into your TV. This is not just Roku's plugged into your TV. It's anything plugged into the TV. This is, of course, for Roku TV. So that's how they're able to do it. They're controlling the TV itself, which then when you have something plugged into it, it can detect the signal coming into them. And the patent says that it will use several methods to detect a pause screen and then show ads. The methods include if the video is static, if there's no audio playing, if a pause symbol is displayed somewhere on the screen. And finally, and I'm not entirely sure how this works, but if there's a pause signal detected from a pass-through remote control. Luckily, there's no actual examples of this patent in action. Like there's no TVs that we know of that actually does this. And technically it could be vaporware. It may never become part of a product, but it seems like, you know, way up there in the capitalist dystopia thing, like ads all the time. Can't even pause your game. What do you think, Dave?
So I forget who it was. There was somebody giving out free TVs that were always displaying ads. And I forget what the name of it was, but the thing is, that's what you signed up for when you got the free TV. Do you know what I'm saying? You got the free piece of hardware. They used the hardware to display ads for you. I forget what company it was. Right. And you were signing up for that. But the thing about the Rokus, the thing about the Roku TV is it's a huge selling point, actually, for, I believe, the TCL TVs that have the Roku built in. It's like the, you know, because like some of the smart TV built in stuff is just hot garbage, honestly. Like, my parents have my mom has a fairly new TV. It's a Samsung. And, she was, I guess it's not that new, cause it was when I lived in Campbell, she came over and I was just flipping through things. I think she came over, something happened. She wanted to, something we just wanted to watch. And my dad was out of town and we had dinner and watched this thing. And she was watching me navigate the TV. She's like, "What box do you have?" And I'm like, "That's built into the TV." She's like, "What?" Cause I have Android on my TV and it's wonderful. So, but Roku is good too. Like the interface is pretty good, but like Samsung and LG, Samsung has its own thing and LG has something based on WebOS and they're hot garbage. And so the Roku TVs, the TCL, they're like a mid tier TV. They're not like the high end, like the selling point on them is the Roku because people are already familiar with the brand. They may have already used a Roku. So now it's just built into your TV. And this is dumb that Roku actually has a pretty good brand reputation in this space. And this will, if they start doing this, you get an update to your TV And then all of a sudden you hit pause and there's an ad for a, who knows, who cares? You're like, what the hell is going on here? And then you look it up and you're like, well, F Roku.
Yep. Yeah. But I don't know. Like, I don't think you can disable the Roku TV, right?
Right.
And just have like a regular TV.
Yeah. You can't just plug in like an Android TV box because Roku TV is the Roku. That's the operating system. It's still managing the TV. Yeah. That's horrible. That's like real bad. They would probably be like, oh, we pushed a fix where you can opt out. And it's like 9 menus deep. And I don't know if you've ever like navigating on a TV. It's not like a computer, actually. They're like, oh, you have to put in this 14 digit code on your remote control using the on-screen keyboard to disable this. And it's like a password that got generated by LastPass or something with all kind of weird characters that you're not even sure where to find on your TV. What a bad idea for a company that has built like a pretty good reputation.
Yep.
But go ahead.
Again, it has not happened. There's no TVs out in the wild that are doing it. Normally, I wouldn't, report on something like this that doesn't actually exist. It's just a patent. But to me, this is just such a horrible idea. And I don't know about you, but like, I just absolutely despise commercials. Like ever since I started like getting, streaming services where you actually pay for it and they don't include commercials because you're paying for the content. You know, and I just realizing how many commercials I was watching before and how many of them are just incredibly bad. You know,
I don't know. When I go somewhere where they have cable, I find the commercials kind of quaint.
Well, I visit my parents all the time and they still have cable TV and the commercials are just horrible.
Well, but I'm in Florida,
so almost all of them are personal injury attorneys.
Yeah, or just a lot of stuff targeted at old people too.
Yeah.
That's who still has cable.
It feels like the personal injury attorneys in Florida are supporting the entire economy of Florida at this point.
Well, I mean, you know, if your pet alligator drives into somebody in their Tesla because they weren't paying attention, you got to get a lawyer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like I said, it would, unless there's, you know, maybe there's some way in which they're going to partner with somebody to do this. And then it'll be like on a specific kind of low cost TV. And they that you're buying this, or at least the information that you're buying this is available to you, right? That it's on the box, that it's like, you know, it could be one of the, like I said, that one company that gave away the free TVs and there were ads, maybe they're going to be doing something like that. But if they put this on like, you know, even like a mid range, you know, TV from TCL, like, you know, a 55 inch TV for $800 or whatever, people are going to be so pissed.
Yep.
And they're going to destroy their brand.
Yep.
Cause I don't know. I like the Android one, but I've been on Roku TVs are easily, you know, as good, if not better, maybe than the Android TV. They're good. It's a good system for controlling your TV. I know people who have smart TVs that the first thing they do is plug in their Roku and like, they're just like, I'm not even using it because it's all set up already for them. Why would they use what's built in if they just unplug a device and then plug their Roku in and they're doing the same thing on a, you know, maybe they have to buy a new Roku with HDR or something, but they're cheap. They're good. They have a, you know, a good brand recognition. Their logo is purple. Everybody loves them. And so, if they're doing something that makes sense, maybe starting a new brand or partnering with some TV manufacturer, you know, or this is for some other market or who knows, for hotel. What if it's for hotels?
Yeah. Well, true.
I mean, I wouldn't care. I'd be like, this hotel has a TV in it.
I get it. Like if it's a free TV, then you get what you pay for. Right.
Right.
And if you're in ads,
if you're in a hotel, like whatever, if you don't like it, just, plug a Chromecast into the damn thing. Oh shit. It'll advertise right over your Chromecast. There's ways in which this could be fine. Like if it was for hotels or like waiting rooms at places or whatever, then this would be fine.
Yeah. Maybe.
But yeah, like I said, if you go buy like a nice brand new TV and then you hit pause and the first thing it's doing is advertising, for example, a personal injury lawyer to you. When you're like, I swear I just paused something on Cody. Now you're mad.
Yeah.
Now exactly. You're mad. Or I paused something on this service that I pay for to not get ads on. Now I have an ad because I paused this because I wanted to go make a sandwich.
Yep.
Oh, awful. Well, things aren't going to get better in my segment, let me tell you.
Okay.
All right. I am Dave. I'm the producer, co-producer of this show, and the producer of the other shows here at Echoplex Media. Check them out at your own risk. First one is Elon versus Brazil, and not Brazil the movie, which, by the way, I do encourage people to check out because it's like 1984, except nothing works. So what's going on here is Brazil has opened an obstruction of justice investigation after Elon personally, apparently, reactivated accounts that Brazil had ordered the platform to block. Twitter's global government affairs team says that this order actually violates Brazil's constitution and they plan to appeal because, you know, I'm sure they're Brazilian constitution scholars. Musk has called for the judge who issued the order to resign or be removed. The order was primarily about a January 6th like event in January 8th of 2023, where Brazilians stormed government buildings in response to an election. Brazil's attorney general said, "We cannot live in a society in which billionaires domiciled abroad have control over social networks and put themselves in a position to violate the rule of law, failing to comply with court orders and threatening our authorities." According to a Forbes report, Twitter has complied with over 80% of government censorship requests, whereas previously, under the old regime, it was closer to 50%. A lot of times they told governments to go fuck themselves. What do you think about all this, Matt?
Well, first of all, I agree with you. You should see the movie Brazil. It's like 1984 if the government was incompetent. I'm not surprised that this happened. I don't know what's going to happen, but I guess Twitter is just going to get blocked or something in Brazil. It's pretty much the only thing they can do. But Elon Musk unblocking somebody who was supposed to be blocked and ordered by a government, I'm not at all surprised.
So he said that we'll do anything that is, as long as it's not illegal in the government it's in. So I think what's going on here is, Jair Bolsonaro was defeated by Lula da Silva. Lula da Silva is a leftist, and the government's going to be run in a slightly different way, I suppose. And I figure that this is very likely motivated by Elon's dislike of leftists. And if it was Jair Bolsonaro asking him to remove content, he would have said, "You got it, sir," and danced a jig for him.
That's right.
I don't know for sure, but, it seems like if Forbes is to be believed, leftist Forbes, this company, the company formerly known as Twitter, is now obeying more government requests to censor content, not less. And I'm assuming it's because people like Erdogan and, formerly Jair Bolsonaro, but also Hungary, etc., are going to be the places, I think, where most of these requests are going to be coming from, these authoritarian governments or governments with a strongman like leader. And like in the case of Hungary, Viktor Orban is like strongman like leader, but the trappings of a a republic are still there on paper. But I'm imagining that these are where the takedown requests are coming from. Also, probably Germany does that too, but Germany has some reasons, actually.
Yeah.
Germany has some recognition of their own history kinds of reasons for that.
Yep.
I don't know what's going to happen here. I don't think Brazil is going to ban Twitter, but I do think they're probably going to levy fines. And I don't know how long it is until Elon retweets somebody like calling for the assassination of this judge or something, because that's sort of probably what's coming down the pike next. It's interesting. I don't know. I don't like the idea of governments telling these companies they have to ban certain people, but also I don't run Brazil.
Right.
Nor does Elon. Like, that's kind of what the judge said. Is the judge is like, this guy doesn't even live here, and he's trying to get, or the attorney general was like, you know, trying to get people fired and threatening people over here in our country, and not great. So like the Americans wouldn't like it so much if there was a Brazilian business leader like threatening judges or the attorney general. Well, maybe we would. I don't know. Who knows? Actually, just depends on who the judges and attorney generals were and what they were doing and whose case they were presiding over. Things have gotten a little bit wild here. Check out our other shows on this network for information about how wild things have gotten. The next story is actually, you know, okay. It's probably the devil's going to be in the details, but the next story is okay. This is retro game emulators are now going to be available in the Apple App Store, which is odd that they weren't before. But this was announced Friday, April 5th. And Apple says the emulators must obey all laws and will remove emulators that offer pirated content. Emulators might be a big reason folks might check out third-party marketplaces, as the recent EU ruling said that Apple was going to have to allow third-party marketplaces. Apple's also going to be allowing super apps like WeChat that have games inside of them, etc. But the games inside of the super apps are going to have to be HTML5. They can't be native. And Apple's disputes with the EU, they rage on. And there was a lot in this article about other disputes that Apple was having with the EU. And you could check that out in the article by The Verge. Use any retro game emulators, Matt?
Nope. I do not. I don't. Well, I mean, I play a certain number of games, but they are, you know, I don't play a lot of different things. You know, I play them a lot. You know, the few that I play a lot often. But they're not any retro. Well, I don't know, do you count Minecraft as a retro game? I don't. That's not what they're talking about.
No, I'm sure they're talking about like the emulation station or MAME or,
yeah,
or something like that. I don't know how they're. How, I guess it was worded that they're not, that if the emulators themselves are pirating the games, that they're going to remove them. I wonder if is that going to include the ability to add your own ROMs? Because that's how all this happens, technically the ROMs are all pirated, but these games are so old that like even Nintendo, known for being incredibly litigious, tends just not to go after people for offering a ROM of Super Mario Brothers 2 or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's good for their brand, actually, if people are playing it on, for example, I have a Raspberry Pi that I have emulation station on. It's pretty good for their brand and keeps these games alive. So I don't know how Apple's going to do this. I imagine they're just going to do it the way that like MAME or anybody else does it, where it's like, here's the emulators. We don't know how you're getting the ROMs. It's up to you.
Right. Right.
Because if they come with the games, well, now these app developers are distributing pirated material, which would be against the terms of service and technically, you know, illegal. If these emulators don't allow you to add your own ROMs, then they're fucking useless.
Yeah.
So I'm just, it has to just be that they're just going to let you put on like emulation station or whatever on there, or Dolphin or whatever emulator you want. And then you have to get the thing yourself. But I just couldn't imagine like how playing Super Mario Brothers in an emulator on a phone. Do you connect a controller to the phone? Are there on-screen controls? How well does a D-pad work with on-screen controls?
The few games that I've played on the phone, they had on-screen controls, and they were kind of terrible, right?
Yeah. I mean, I could imagine turn-based stuff like Advance Wars would be fine because you're not, you know, you're using the controls in a different way. But I don't know. I don't hear a lot about retro game emulation, for example, on like Android phones.
Yeah. We you can always get, I forget what the Google's project was where they were doing the cloud gaming thing, but they had the controllers that you could get that would attach to your phone. And of course they shut the whole thing down because, you know, not billions of people weren't using it, but
was it Stadia?
Yeah, Stadia. And I think you can still get those controllers. They've unlocked them so you can use them for whatever, but you could use that.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool. I think there's
some other controllers that connect to your phone.
Because it's not the fact that the screen is small, it's that the controls are weird. And if you have to just like use some dongle to connect like a, you know, a Logitech controller, now this is like too complicated really for on the go. Like what do you like, you know, now?
Yeah.
Now you're like sitting there, you're like, oh, I'm going to be on the train for half an hour, and you spend the first 10 minutes hooking up your controller.
Well, the Stadia one, it docked, like, sat in it. So that worked.
Right.
But yeah, you're right. Like, if you have to do all sorts of weird stuff to set up your phone with a controller.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, some people are into that sort of thing. Some people, all they have is a phone.
And this is just over, we're forgetting other use cases like an iPad. You know, if you have the iPad on a kickstand or of some sort, and you have like a Bluetooth or wireless controller for it, that'd be great to play Mario Brothers on. If you're on the go, if you're, you're staying at a family's place or whatever, and you want to bring some games with you, it's a great way to do it. It's not necessarily just the phone, because it's not like Android where the tablets are hot garbage, right? The iPad is actually a pretty good device. And so it'd be pretty fun, actually. And some of the iPads, I think, are in 4:3 aspect ratio. So some of the old games would look fantastic on them. But this is good for openness. And it just appears to be that they're doing this so because they thought one of the big reasons that people might go to the third-party app stores that they're going to have to allow would be to get the emulator. And so they're just going to allow the emulator. So I'm just curious, like, if you get the emulator and then it doesn't let you add your own ROMs, you're still going to go to the third party app store to get an emulator that lets you add your own ROMs.
Yeah.
Plus it's not the, another thing about the Apple devices, and it's better than it used to be, but the file system also isn't, as exposed. And so it would be if you add the ROM, say, on a different device, it's not impossible, but it's not as easy as on an Android device to just move your current ROMs over. Maybe even your save games and all that might be, just because of the way they sort of attempt to obfuscate the file system on these devices in a way that's more so than Android. But all in all, I guess this is good, except that they may find a way to turn this into malicious compliance too. Who knows? Who knows?
Well, we'll keep an eye on it, right?
Yeah. Or maybe not. Maybe not. Cause I don't care. If I want to play retro games, that's because I am drunk. And it's late at night, and I have a Raspberry Pi for that. And it does great. Plays everything up to some of the N64 games, but I have an older Raspberry Pi too. It doesn't do so. I can play Rampage 64 on it. It's great, but that's because it's basically a scroller. I love that game. Anyway, I guess that's the show. You know what? I haven't read the show out in quite some time, so I'll go ahead and do that.
I want to point out, you don't have to read the show out every single time. I can reuse the outro, but it's up to you.
It's my podcast and I'm reading the show out.
Okay.
Thanks everybody for listening to How the Tech Are You. We'll be back next week with more How the Tech Are You. If you want to find ways to support us, you can do that at echoplexmedia.com. Just click the support tab. Just give us money directly or sign up for memberships or just tell a friend about this show if you want to do that. And check out twitch.tv/echoplexmedia if you would like to be horrified. Someone once told me that there are videos that are going to appear right here. Have a great tech and week.